Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name's Mark Cuniberti. A few weeks back in the state of Maryland, a huge cargo ship lost power and plowed into a key connecting bridge, which subsequently collapsed and blocked the port of Baltimore and killing at least half a dozen people. I did a newscast a few weeks back discussing how the lack of attentiveness continually costs us both money, time, and unfortunately, at times, precious lives. The tragic accident of the ship containing 4,700 cargo containers is a stark example of a costly mistake. Considering the ship was capable of carrying 10,000 containers, I suppose we are fortunate it was not filled to capacity. It didn't matter. This sea monster of a ship, and yes, there are even bigger ones, lost complete power and hit one of the bridge support structures, and the entire bridge collapsed in a heap of twisted metal. A source of mine said the cause was bad fuel taken on overseas, which had killed the engine multiple times in port before the accident, but this is unsubstantiated at this point in time. This is yet another example of how somebody, or many somebodies, failed to do something the way it was supposed to be done. Now we have a big mess to clean up, a host of heartbroken families, and likely another reason to believe inflation may get a big boost. And yes, although most of the cargo should be able to be salvaged, the delay to shipping by the blockage of this major East Coast port will no doubt add to the cost of something to somebody. On board was 41,000 tons of fertilizer bound for other ports of call, and being spring, it couldn't have come at a worse time. Some of the fertilizer made it into the waterways of the Patapsco River, where the accident occurred, and an ecological disaster may be in the making. If you view photos of the aftermath, it's obvious it will be weeks before the ship is offloaded and cleared from the scene. The port of Baltimore is no small potatoes when it comes to ports. It ranks among the top 20 U.S. ports in terms of tonnage contained and containers handled, and it's the 10th largest port for dry bulk materials and a major hub for import and export of motorized vehicles. The accident blocked all of the Port of Baltimore's subports except one. Washington has released $60 million in funds to help with the recovery and cleanup efforts, with more money likely to follow. Gigantic cranes, able to lift hundreds of tons at a clip, are hurriedly moving into the area and working on the whole mess. The disassembly of both the ship and the wreck is a slow, tedious, and dangerous process. The bridge is in pieces, twisted metal everywhere, and workers have to be extra careful, both for their own safety and the safety of the waters of the Patapsco. Much like a Jenga set, any wrong move could cause more pieces to plunge uncontrollably into the icy and turbulent waters, causing even more damage, making the cleanup even more costly and harder to do. Although there are ships that were waiting to get into the Port of Baltimore and now have to be rerouted, more ships are trapped upriver and now can't get out until the waterway is cleared. According to the Department of Transportation, there are three bulk carriers up there, two general cargo ships, one vehicle carrier, one tanker, four ready reserve force vessels, and the offending cargo ship, the Dolly, now trapped behind the fallen bridge. No doubt whatever it is all those ships were carrying, or were going to carry, will be delayed and some product may spoil depending on what is where. The rerouting of incoming ships will also be costly and time-consuming, and expected to last for literally months. Rebuilding the bridge so cars may once again cross will be likely a very long time from now, adding even more costs as a result of the wreck. It's difficult to ascertain just what the cost will be to us living here on the West Coast, or indeed to all Americans when all is said and done. One thing is clear, it certainly won't help prices to come down any. I'm watching the market so you don't have to, and sometimes watching the ships so you don't have to. Remember, this newscast expressed my opinion only, not meant as investment advice, and not the opinion of this radio station, its staff, management, or underwriters. I hold a BA in Economics with Honors, 1979, and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cuniberti.